Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Simaya. May I please have your zip code?
11207.
I'm sorry, hello?
Hello? My zip code is 11207.
Thank you. What's your name?
Franklin Roberts.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. What's your name?
Franklin Roberts.
Franklin Robert?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so it's not pulling up your name under that zip code. Do you have an order number?
I call it in regards to I make an order in June of last year in the COVID. I really wanted to purchase one of the items. And they give me more than one item. It come up to $280. I didn't want the item, I sent it back, but I never received back my money. But I wanted to purchase one of the items and not what they sent me. So I wanted to resolve that so I could get one of the items and give back the balance of the money. But with the COVID, I sent emails and all kind of stuff, and I didn't get no replies because it was a problem. And every time I call after that, I wasn't getting no answer. So now I know call now, and I know getting somebody to answer me. So I want to resolve that. The item was bought on the 20th, 34th, 2000.
I apologize, sir, but I mean, if you don't have the order number, sir, were you billed for anything?
Yes, I was billed my credit card. Yeah, I was billed for my credit card. Let me see.
Okay, what's the last four digits of the card number you were billed on?
5840.
5840.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Robert.
Yes, sir. It's still not pulling up your name on the account, sir. I definitely advise you contact your bank, sir, to see who's billing you. And who did you place the order through, sir?
All right. So you want me to get an order number from my email or whatever?
Sure, you can do that as well.
Can you pull it up from my email?
Sure, go ahead with your email.
Franklin, FranklyN, S as in Sam, P as in Peter, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, @hotmail.com.
Yes, I apologize. It's still not pulling up anything on the account, sir. You would definitely advise contact your... Yeah, it's still not pulling up anything, sir. So you had to contact your bank to see who's billing you.
What? The bank? They done take out from you all already from the bank, from my bank account. This is how I have your number here. This is how I can call this number because this number is registered to the amount of money. Come out. Right? The bank told me to call you all to solve it. When I was trying to call to solve it, I wasn't getting no action from nobody. So I might have to go back to the email that I was trying to correspond with all of it and see if I could get the order number, or I could go back to the bank account and see if I have an order number on it.
Yes, I advise you to do that, sir.
Because
okay.
I was trying to for the longest while trying to contact you about this whole, you know.
I apologize, sir. It's not pulling up any information on the account. So you had to contact your bank, sir, to see who's billing you.
Well, the bank, the money done come out already, and you all took it out.
So you said the money hasn't come out already?
It's come out already. You have the money. You know what I mean? That's what I'm telling you. You have the money. You took out $199 plus $80. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, sir. I understand, sir, but we don't have access to that account. It's not pulling up your information here. So contact your bank to see who's billing you. Okay.
All right. What is CAN 20108 20108? What's that?
I don't know, sir.
But here is Planning Keto Life, and they give me this number. And this is the number that I make the order with. This is the order I make the number with. All right,
I
all right.
apologize.
You know what? Let me see if I find the order number with the email and see if I get a call back and so this thing. Because you're willing to help me. Okay, all right, no problem.